and gentlemen, this is Jonathan. Welcome to the show.
大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。Jonathan, you know, attracting more Chinese and Kiwi tourists to Queensland is high on the agenda of a few tourism pushed by the, you know, Australian government recently.
Yeah, Australia welcoming more Chinese and New Zealand Kiwi tourists. Tourism Minister Peter Lougher launched a $7 million, six-month tourism stimulus package for Queensland as part of a broader tourism plan.He said there will be a major tourism marketing initiatives, and the packages include $3.6 million for domestic marketing to encourage more Australians to holiday in Queensland. He also added $1 million would be spent attracting Chinese visitors and $700,000 to encourage New Zealanders or Kiwis to come to Queensland.
He said China is their fifth largest market with 142,000 Chinese coming to Queensland during the same period, and one with huge growth potential as people start traveling globally again in this year. So, yeah, it's really a good chance for Australia to boost the travel industry right now.
Have you ever had a chance to travel to Australia?
No, never.
Neither have I, but have heard a lot of wonderful things about it. You know, also be prepared since it's in the southern hemisphere that right now it's the middle of summer there. Maybe we should take a trip.
Yeah, but who would do the show? So, Australia is many people's dream place or destination because, the environment is quite different. Also, the animals there is really different, like a kangaroo, huh?
And the koala bear that everyone always thinks about. You know, also the Great Barrier Reef off the coast and the home of great white sharks.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting, huh? Especially on this Saturday evening, I really want to go there. So, speaking of travel, you know, Hungarian city becomes European cultural capital with the name is PECS PEX, right?
Yes, PEX.
Southern Hungarian city with a history of 2,000 years officially became one of the three European capitals of culture for 2010 recently.
Yeah. Hungarian Prime Minister Gordon Bajnai inaugurated the city's year at a grand ceremony with the participation of more than 10,000 local residents. The Prime Minister said it was, quote, a great honor for PEX in Hungary.That the Hungary's fifth largest city became one of the European Union's capital of culture for the year, along with Istanbul, not Constantinople, of Turkey, and Essen of Germany. PEX is now written large on the map of Europe, said the Prime Minister. The city will be Hungary's shop window for the next year.
那么最近呢，匈牙利的城市叫做 PEX， 这个小城呢成为了欧洲的文化首都之一。So they said PEX is now written large on the map of Europe. The city will be Hungary's shop window for the year.
Yeah, PEX is home to about 160,000 people and is located about 230 kilometers south of Budapest.It is the first Hungarian city to be crowned the European Cultural Capital since the title was first awarded in 1985. History has left its mark of 2,000 years on PEX with traces of Romans, early Christians, Turks, Germans, Slavs, all visible around the city in its buildings and its people.So you'll find cultural relics such as the early Christian cemetery, Islamic mosques, minarets, a Turkish chapel, and the relics of Bauhaus art architecture, which all add to the charm of the city.
那么 PEX 这座小城呢，其实有2000多年的历史，融汇了各种各样的文化，有古代罗马人的文化，有各种像德国人的文化等等，所以呢，被评选为欧洲的文化首都，具有一定的吸引力。So over 400 events will be held in PEX in 2010, with a focus on visual arts, classical music, folk culture, and contemporary dance and theater. So PEX, I never heard of it.
Yeah, like he said, it's going to be a great way to introduce the city to a number of people. I've been around Europe, but had never heard of PEX myself, so it's doing its job already.
Yeah, so have you ever heard Avatar?
Avatar. Maybe you could remind me, what is this Avatar you speak of?
The famous film right now.
Oh, the largest film in the world. Yeah, I have heard of Avatar.
It's really hard to get a ticket. I heard about it recently. Yeah, just days after, you know, January the 4th premiere of the Hollywood blockbuster Avatar in China, the box office across the country has gone beyond 100 million yuan, thanks to the enthusiasm of a huge number of Chinese movie fans. Yeah, I have some friends that they watched the Avatar already, and they said it's really, really amazing. The best film they ever seen.
Well, if you're in China or have the chance, do yourself a favor and don't buy a bootleg DVD, but go see it in the IMAX in 3D. This is really how it was meant to be.
Yeah, though almost every movie theater in big cities like Beijing and Shanghai gives Avatar top billing, with as many as 20 showtimes a day, Chinese viewers still find it tough to get a ticket. In Beijing, with like a movie theater right now, the people really hard to get a ticket because they could wait a long line to get a ticket. It's because it's really cold out there.
Oh, and they've also been changing the prices. For the 3D version of Avatar, ticket prices varied for different theaters and time slots, ranging from 60 RMB to 120 RMB. I've heard all the way up to 200. Meanwhile, illegal ticket traders have asked as much as 600 RMB for the IMAX version in Shanghai. The Peace Cinema is planning to raise the ticket price for the IMAX version to as much as 200 kwai from the current 150 from January 14th for some of the time slots.
那么刚才我们提到就是大片阿凡达，那好莱坞大片阿凡达呢在1月4号在中国上映，吸引了众多阿凡达的影迷。那么阿凡达目前呢在美国获得的票房收入已经超过了09年上映的任何影片。Avatar with 429 million overall at a domestic, like American's box office, beat out Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, which earned 402.1 million domestically to become the top domestic grosser among films released in 2009. The worldwide gross for Avatar is now at 1.335 billion US dollars, second only to the 1.843 billion pulled by the Titanic, another film directed by Cameron.
Yeah, James Cameron. Exactly 12 years ago, his juggernaut Titanic was the king of the box office world. So now we're asking ourselves, how long will Avatar manage to hold on to its death grip around the number one spot? I would say that Titanic actually isn't even my favorite James Cameron movie. I'd have to put Aliens or The Abyss or even Terminator 2 with Arnold Schwarzenegger up there. But I'll definitely be seeing Avatar, and hopefully in 3D for less than 200 RMB if I can manage.
没错，那1月4号呢，中国其实也上映了《阿凡达》，但是现在呢，据说《阿凡达》的票非常的满，很多电影院的票呢已经订到了24号，而且呢，大家还在网上，包括淘宝网上查到很多的电影票，其实票价已经被炒到了很高了。So it's really difficult to get a ticket, and if you search on the internet, there's a lot of shoppers that sell this kind of ticket because the price is really high.
Oh, well, on the news the other day, we had the story of a woman who actually snuck her child in by wrapping him against her in her coat.
You know, recently, movie theater, they call that only one person can buy three tickets. It's the top that you can buy.
Good to keep scalpers away from getting all the good tickets and selling them directly outside.
All right, now let's take a brief listen to a song from Avril Lavigne, Keep Holding On.
You're not alone, together we stand. I'll be by your side, you know I'll take your hand. When it gets cold and it feels like the end, there's no place to go, you know I won't give in. No, I won't give in. Keep holding on, 'cause you know we'll make it through, we'll make it through. Just stay strong, 'cause you know I'm here for you, I'm here for you. There's nothing we can say.
that was Avril Lavigne with Keep Holding On.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of Avatar, it's a 3D movie. Watching 3D films such as Avatar could give some viewers headaches, you know, experts said. The success of James Cameron's science fiction blockbuster, which has already taken more than $1 billion at the box office, is fueling a surge in popularity for three-dimensional movies and new 3D television sets. So, but a prolonged viewing may result in an aching head. Yeah. Have you ever watched a 3D movies before for a long time?
Yes, I have, and I have experienced some of the headache that they are talking about. A lot of this is according to Dr. Michael Rosenberg, who is an ophthalmology professor at Northwestern University in Chicago. Mm. He said there's a lot of people walking around with very minor eye problems, for example, a minor muscle imbalance, which under normal circumstances the brain deals with naturally. But while watching a 3D movie confronts the viewer with an entirely new sensory experience that translates into greater mental effort, making it easier to get a headache. Now, as having a slightly lazy eye here and there, I see exactly what he's talking about. You know, think about wearing a new pair of glasses, you know.
那么专家呢日前警告说，观看《阿凡达》这样的 3D 电影呢，会让人感到头疼。那么芝加哥西北大学的医学院的专家说呢，长时间观看 3D 的电影可能会导致头痛。他说，很多人的眼睛都有点小毛病，比如眼部的肌肉轻微不平衡。在正常的情况下，大脑可以自然的应对这些问题。观看 3D 电影呢，会给观众带来一种全新的视觉体验。但是他说，这需要更多的脑力劳动，容易引起头痛。Yeah, I watched the 3D movies before. It's Harry Potter. Yeah, Harry Potter has a 15 minutes 3D, you know, period. So when I wear the glasses, I feel it's really, you know, not so comfort.
Yeah, I don't think they've really perfected this technology yet. A spokesman for RealD, which provides 3D equipment to many cinemas, said headaches and nausea were the main reasons that 3D technology has never taken off before. But according to this, he said that new digital technology addresses many of the problems that had previously caused sore heads. I find it telling that he says many of the problems, but maybe not all of them.
Yeah, and when you want to, you know, want to watch the Avatar, but another thing that you don't want to pay attention to your take care of your eyes, which one would you choose? Watch the Avatar or protect your eyes?
Maybe I'll just have to watch Avatar in 2D at a regular movie theater, and then I can have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, but the 2D, 3D, I think for me or for many moviegoers, they didn't watch any 3D movies, the whole movies before. So this kind of new feeling, how to say that, it's totally new and you don't want to miss this moment.
Yeah, instead of previous movies that use tricks here and there, I remember Jaws 3 being a 3D spectacular, but really just had maybe 2 or 3 minutes of 3D sections. You know, Avatar is one of the first movies to be shot entirely in 3D, you know, which maybe in 10 years we'll look back as this was the first in our new age of all 3D movies.
Yeah, I've heard that this movie is not like the other movies. They're going to, you know, release the movie until March this year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So you can have a long time to watch this movie. You don't have to, you know, buy the tickets online with a very high price. Then you can wait until the end of, you know, some days.
Maybe I'll wait till the end of Beijing's winter before I go standing in line for a couple of hours.
There's not a lot of people go there to, you know, crowd in a very, very, you know, small movie theater. Then I think maybe 1 or 2 months later, the people, you know, they go to the film would be less and less.
Well, no matter what, I'll probably like it more than I liked the second highest grossing movie of Transformers.
Alright, now let's move on to today's segment. 那么接下来呢，为大家播送的是流行美语 Popular American。在片中呢，李华和 Michael 下班之后呢，去逛街，边走边聊。那么今天呢，李华会学到两个常用语 ,to be kind, 还有 to kiss up to. Now let's take a listen.
Oh, man, it was crazy at work today.
真的啊？你们办公室今天发生什么事了？
My friend George, was late again, so the boss canned him.
你的朋友 George 今天上班迟到了，你们老板对他怎么了？对他大喊大叫的吗？
No, it's much worse than that. The boss canned him. C-A-N-N-E-D. In other words, the boss fired him.
什么？你是说 George 被解雇了？所以 to be canned 就是被解雇的意思啊？
Yeah, here...Canned is the past form of to can, which means to put something in a can, or slang for to throw something in the trash can.
Oh, 在这里 canned 就是把什么东西扔到垃圾桶。可是这跟解雇人有什么关系呢？
When your boss cans you, he's getting rid of you. It is like he is throwing you in the trash can.
原来这是一种比喻啊，哎，不过这个说法听起来挺吓人的。Michael, 你觉得 George 应该被解雇吗？
To tell the truth, George was not a very good employee. If I were the boss, I would have canned him too.
哎呦 ，Michael, 你这么说你朋友，未免太过分了吧 ？George 又没做坏事，为什么要解雇他
？Well, George was often very late to work.This month, he came in late at least 4 times. The boss warned him many times before he finally canned him.
看来啊，你一点也不同情 George. 要是我的朋友碰上这种倒霉事，我至少也会替他难过啊。
When George was late, it caused me and the other employees a lot of trouble. No one is really sad that he was canned.
哎，也许啊，你说的没错。如果每个人都像 George 这样老是迟到，那会给其他人造成多大麻烦哦。
Well, you are right and wrong. Because George was canned, we all have a lot more work to do right now.
对耶，希望你们公司啊，赶快雇一个人来接替他的工作。
I'm sure they will.
Hey, Michael 啊。你有没有担心过自己有一天会被老板解雇呢？
Me? Not at all. I'm a good worker, and I kiss up to the boss all the time.
哦，你说你工作表现很好，而且你还经常亲你的老板。哎呦 ，Michael， 你好恶心哦！
No.
你老板不是男的吗？
No. I said I kiss up to my boss. Kiss, K-I-S-S, up, U-P.To kiss up to someone is to try to be extra friendly to someone, so they will treat you well.
那你到底是怎么样 kiss up to 你的 boss 呢？
Well, when I want to kiss up to the boss, I might bring him coffee or help him clean the office. I also try to say nice things about him and his family, or tell him he just looks really cool.
哦，我懂了，你呀，不用说的那么好听 ，kiss up to。无非就是拍什么人马屁嘛。哎呦，真没想到 ，Michael， 你还是个马屁精啊！你不怕你同事看不起你啊
？No, not at all. All the employees kiss up to the boss. Actually, there's nothing wrong with that, because our boss is a really nice guy.
如果你的老板真像你说那么好，或许讨好他也没什么错。
I guess kissing up to someone can be useful, but not if everyone else hates you.
你说的没错。拍马屁有的时候是挺管用的，不过啊，要是搞得人人都讨厌你，那就不值得了。
Don't worry about me. I don't want the boss to do anything for me. I just don't want to be canned.
我啊，还真是应该向你学几招呢，去讨好我的老板，让他呀对我另眼相看。
Okay, that was today's popular American. So in this popular American, to be canned 意思是被解雇 to kiss up to 的意思呢是讨好某人的意思。Alright, that's the end of today's show. We're gonna end today's show with a song, Madonna, Give It To Me. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Have a great Saturday night, everyone.
What are you waiting for? Nobody's gonna show you how. tell heaven from hell, blue sky from pain. Can you telegraph feel from a cold steel rain? Smile. Get you trained. Your heroes the gods, hot ashes for trees. However a cool breeze cold comfort for change. Did you exchange a walk on part in the wall for a lead role in the cage?
北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
Cookie 经济学，
欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学。今日茶点：狗股理论 ，Dogs of the Dow Theory。狗股理论是美国基金经理奥西金斯提出的，没精力没能力钻研股市的投资人只要买进道琼斯工业指数中股息率最高的10只股票，再根据十强榜单每年刷新换仓，就能跑赢大盘。1975年到1999年，狗股理论的投资回报高达18%，市场平均水平只有3%。
瑞士一波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻一生相伴，瑞士一波路表。